Research shows that a lot of voters do not put climate change on top of their list. However, President Joe Biden has made climate change and addressing it a key point in his presidency. And it has so scooped up Dave, it has so mesmerized my co-host that he ran out and said, Biden, this one's for you. And he bought himself a $20,000 electric vehicle that he now tootles around in.
First of all, it's $16,597.
But you
got
stop a
rounding
rebate.
Up,
did you get
Deb.
A rebate? Was that with the rebate or after?
No, I'm going to get a rebate on this as well if my taxes.
Thank you, Biden. Dave says thank you.
I think the reason people don't prioritize climate change or the voters don't really care about climate change is because there is no tangible reward. I drive an electric vehicle. Like you said, my family powers their homes with solar. I can't point to one tangible difference. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not breathing better air. I'm not feeling less warm. You know, I'm not feeling any difference. So when I don't see any return, any direct return, then I just don't care. And okay. I think there's a lot of voters that are with
me. But you're considered probably a more seasoned voter. Let's put it that way. A veteran voter.
Old voter.
The Wall Street Journal did a poll. 3% of young voters, only 3% of young voters, call climate change their top issue. I would have expected them, because they're going to inherit the earth, to be a little more all in on this. But maybe this is just one of those, to your point, Dave, that people have a hard time wrapping their heads and their arms around and understanding how it's going to impact them. And Adoba, anchor for Weekend Edition of Morning in America on News Nation. Hey, thanks for calling us, and it's good to talk to you.
Hey, guys. It's so nice to hear your voices. I just want to add to what David said. I'm picking up my brand new Tesla in 2 hours. My house is also powered by solar. And I think you're absolutely right, Dave. I think there's just nothing tangible we see. As for the Tesla, I don't even think it's the most attractive car out there. I like other cars better, but I'm trying to do better, you know, what's better for the planet or what I'm told. Yeah. And I'm not sure how to see it. And I think that's what a lot of voters are seeing. You mentioned that Wall Street Journal poll. This was surprising to me. We've been covering these kind of stories for a very, very long time. I did expect the younger demographic, that's 18 to 25, 18 to 35, to list it as one of their top concerns, maybe even their top three concerns. For them, across the board, and this is 18 to 55, the concern is the economy. It's not the climate.
And that was so shocking to me that this wasn't the top thing, because we talk about it so often. It's in the headlines all the time. But it seems like the economy has just trumped everything for everybody.
And arguably, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you're on or if you're independent, you can say that President Joe Biden has done so much to at least talk about climate change. You and I were talking about these incentives that we're getting for solar power, whether it comes to our house or our cars. We spoke about the Wall Street Journal. They asked voters in 7 swing states. So that's a lot of people. 2 to 3%. That's it. Depending on age, said climate's important. Harvard actually also interviewed a group of people. I mean, this is obviously 18 to 22. 39% said they trust the president's handling of the climate. So we've been talking on the show a lot whether Biden has had messaging problems when it comes to certain issues. Climate, I think, is going to be one of those things that's so hard to tackle because a lot of people don't seem to care about it, or they just don't know enough about it to make it a focal point when they're voting in November.
Yeah, and I think you hit on something. We don't know enough about it because we're not all scientists. You know, we don't understand. I know scientists take this very seriously. I was listening to a New York Times podcast the other day where they're shooting things into the clouds to cool the temperature just a little bit as an experiment. I mean, they're trying to come up with all kinds of ways because this climate change debate and the issue that's facing us is not working on a lot of people to do something about it. So they're trying to come up with ways to fix it through science. So I know they're all in on it. I think it's just a topic that's really hard to relate to unless you are like borderline genius. That's just my take.
Or maybe even personally affected because, you know, there's so many parts of the world that are dealing with natural disasters that we haven't seen. And many scientists say it is due to climate change, but also a lot of people don't believe that. So when it comes to this, there's just messaging problems all around.
And when you mention those messaging problems, I think in part what has hurt the Biden administration is a lot of the green initiatives they have pushed forward were wrapped into what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, which nobody's going to attach to green.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because that's a $1 trillion project with a T that gives credits and grants and loans. A lot of people don't know about it. With that said, the Biden administration also approved a few fossil fuel projects. Not too many, but there's one in West Virginia that a lot of people are upset about. And that's also for those people who do want to protect the climate, who are keeping an eye on it, are not thrilled with this handling with that as well. But a lot of people in the administration say, listen, we need to keep both sides happy. He might need to appease to those people that are behind fossil fuels just to get reelected again.
Anna Dobba, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to your reports and your anchoring this weekend. You anchor the weekend edition of Morning in America on News Nation. So thank you for joining us.
Straight ahead, Steve and Andy standing by live. Of course, a movie show every Friday from 11 to 1 right here on KSL News Radio. They'll be talking about the big movies of the week, what they love, what they didn't like, and also... Here's the question of the week. What movie have you seen more than 10 times? I mean, I don't make the threshold a little higher, guys, because I've seen this movie that I'm going to talk about at least 20 times. I mean, I may have seen it 50 times. Next.